Welcome. Today, I have the great honor of interviewing Dr. Tayan. He is a professor at the Royal Military College in Canada. This is where he specializes in teaching courses on special operations, intelligence, and irregular warfare. As a reserve officer, Dr. Tayan commanded the Toronto Scottish Regiment and served with Canadian, British, and American Special Forces. He has had military deployments to Oman, Bosnia, Kosovo, and Afghanistan. Academically, Dr. Tayan has a Master of Arts in International Relations from the Norman Patterson School of International Affairs. He has a Master's of Arts in War Studies from the Royal Military College of Canada and a Master of Arts in Strategic Studies from the U.S. Army War College. Dr. Tayan received his doctorate in International Relations from the London School of Economics and Political Science. I'd like to take this opportunity to sincerely thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to do this interview with me today.
Magdalena, that's a pleasure.
Thank you. I'd like to begin by asking you the following question. As a professor at the Royal Military College in Canada, you specialize in courses on special operations, intelligence, and irregular warfare. Please begin by telling us more about the significance and the impact of the work that you do.
Well, quite frankly, it's a broad spectrum. I mean, as a professor dealing with these topics, what we're trying to do is enlighten our student body as to the implications and reasons why we have special operations, why we have intelligence, and why are we facing right now threats relating to irregular warfare. I think, quite frankly, Magdalena, it is vital that young men and women who take on the responsibilities of an officer cadet at RMC, and indeed becoming a commissioned officer in the forces, has to have a broad education. And quite frankly, many of these young men and women are going into the Army, Navy, and Air Force. And RMC provides a vehicle by which they can attain a well-rounded military education, a well-rounded professional education, and also a sound basis in leadership, executive decision-making, and for that matter, quite frankly, physical fitness, as well as a professional attitude to achieve the mission at hand, so to speak. As to these courses themselves, for many years, for example, intelligence has been shrouded in, you know, aspects of secrecy. Quite frankly, it's part and parcel of international relations. Governments want to know potential threats. They want to know domestic concerns. So you have a domestic intelligence requirement and a foreign intelligence requirement, because it does strike into a number of fields, such as your economy, you know, so your society, immigration, economics, and also the political aspects that are dominant within any country. So from that point of view, it's trying to educate young men and women to understand some of the drivers in our foreign policy and domestic policy. And intelligence is part and parcel of that, because it provides information to decision makers to conduct operations or make decisions. On the other hand, it also provides information and sensitive sometimes to foreign policymakers as to what would be the best, or what are the challenges that they face in that decision making. So quite frankly, when we look at all these things, it becomes readily apparent, especially for young men and women who aspire to careers in international relations or intelligence or in the military, policing, or within government, that information is power. That sort of information assists decision makers and policy makers to facilitate garnering the right information to make the right decision at the right time. One aspect that I haven't really touched upon is irregular warfare. Over the past centuries, we've always faced, you know, guerrillas, partisans, and terrorists. And today we're dealing with a number of issues globally that we are facing terrorism, not only in the Middle East, but in Europe. We face terrorism in Canada on a number of occasions, as in the United States. We have a nexus between terrorists and, for that matter, criminal elements in Central and South America, as well as domestic concerns. So when you consider that Canada is a country built on multiculturalism and immigration, many of these cultures that we've brought in still have loyalties and sensibilities towards their third party, i.e. their home country. And so they bring some of those frustrations to a peaceable kingdom, and that causes great concern to our domestic security issues, as well as possibly foreign issues. In one case, years ago, we had a bombing of an Air India flight. A number of those individuals were Canadians that were on that flight, in fact, not most. And so we experienced essentially Sikh terrorism, we've experienced Armenian terrorism, we've experienced Quebec, the FLQ, we've had the IRA issues here, we've had Dukhobor issues here, we've had Asala, we've had New Armenian Resistance, and we've also had, of all things, ISIS, or better still, the Islamic State. So amongst that and many more, the LTTE, etc., Canada is a peaceable kingdom, but it also has a number of issues that it has to address. And so hopefully through the courses in terrorism and intelligence, irregular warfare, we try to enlighten our young men and women as to the threats, domestic and foreign, and at the same time provide them some insights into future potential threats to Canada domestically and foreign.
And Dr. Tayan, with your experience and your background, what would you say is the best advice that you can provide to the young professionals and youth out there who are interested in applying to the Royal Military College? And in addition, what are some of the skills that are required in order to succeed as a student?
Well, I think for the first question, you're joining the Canadian Armed Forces as you're going in. So you may have to have some experience as a cadet in the Army Reserve. So you understand that the drill, dress, and deportment become really important, because that's exhibited by every cadet on arrival at RMC. The expectations are extremely high. The motto is truth, duty, valor. So the question of honesty, understanding your duty, and being valorous is an integral part of becoming an officer in the Canadian Armed Forces. So I think from the get-go, you really want to be intellectually oriented, physically fit, have an investigative capacity, so to speak, because you're going to be doing a lot of study. And at the same time, you want to aspire to be a professional officer in the Royal Canadian Navy, Royal Canadian Air Force, or in the Canadian Army. So when you consider the responsibilities of those three services, I strongly advise young men and women to understand what they're getting into. You also have to understand that when you sign on the dotted line, you're in a period of unlimited liability. That should wartime come and you're a commissioned officer, you're going to be put into harm's way. And that's part and parcel of the excitement. But at the same time, there's a real reality that people do get hurt and killed in these issues. So the fact is that although the RMC is willing to provide a number of very interesting aspects to your education, your military training, the sportsmanship, career development, not to mention the friends that you're going to garner during your 4 or 5 years at RMC, you also, once commissioned, are responsible for the lives and well-being of Canada's finest, our young men and women in uniform. So one has to really understand there's a very strong sense of responsibility along with that. As far as the skills to be successful, mm-hmm. First and foremost, at RMC, you got to be physically fit. You got to engage in sports. You got to develop a leadership style. Everyone has a leadership style. Firm but friendly is the historical one. But the fact is that being professional, understanding your profession, be it as a naval officer, army officer, or an air officer, and aspiring to take command and be in command, and at the same time being loyal up and down the chain, which is vital, I think are a couple of the skills required to succeed as a student at RMC. But this is not the only aspect. I mean, your integrity is always there. People ask and must trust your word. And so when something is required and you undertake that responsibility, it has to be done efficiently and effectively and properly. So integrity becomes very much an aspect that is an integral part of becoming an officer in the Canadian Armed Forces. So I take professionalism, integrity, physical fitness, honesty, trustworthiness, a whole spectrum of issues that in the wake of your military career are most attractive to the civilian enterprises that are out there, be it public or private. And so young men and women who are retiring or have done their time with forces are going out into the public domain and are snapped up because, in my view, the Canadian Armed Forces is one of the best executive managerial training systems there is in Canada.